God is moving throughout the earth. Join Gloria Copeland and her special guest Billy Brim today as they explore a supernatural move of God to come next, right here on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. Our friend's back. Billy Brim's here, and she's got some good, exciting insight for us of things that are, things to come.
Yes.
You don't want to miss any of it. Welcome, Billy.
Praise the Lord, Gloria. You know, that's what we're going to talk about these next 2 weeks.
Good. I like it.
God is a supernatural God. The church is supernatural. And we're about to move into a move of God.
Praise God.
That has been prophesied, of course, in the Bible. But, you know, one of the prophets that has meant so much to you and to me and to Ken is Brother Kenneth E. Hagin.
Yes, oh my.
Now, many of you watching, you know Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. You've been brought up under him, too. But there are a lot of you who don't know who he is. I suggest that you go to YouTube and just type in Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, Sr. And there you will be introduced to a supernatural ministry, one that Gloria and Ken and I came in under.
Absolutely.
In 1967.
And one that changed our whole life, present at the time and future.
Yes, he did.
Because he taught us how to live by faith.
He taught us how to live by faith, how to walk in the Spirit.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness, how the Word of God was the God talking to us, and that we could live by just see what God says to us and then live it in your life. Oh, my goodness, he taught us about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He taught us about how to be led by the Spirit. We didn't know anything. Practically anything we know.
We knew about being born again.
We were born again. So we came into his teaching in 1967, April. I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit under his ministry. And Ken and Glo were in those early meetings. Couldn't have been more than 150 people there as we met in 1967. And a move of God was happening, the charismatic move. And that's where Sister Clara Grace prophesied.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why you're here? From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Why are you here from Fort Worth, Minneapolis? And she said,
Sister Grace was in that meeting, right?
She was in that meeting, 1967, the one where we were first at. It was my first meeting.
Well, I've read that prophecy, I don't know how many times.
Yes.
From her.
And she said, you're here because God is raising up his end time army, and you are some of the chiefs of the clan.
Yeah.
And I always joke and say, we didn't look like the chiefs of the clan. We looked like people who were, for me, denominational people who were writing in our Bibles for the first time because Brother Hagin told us we could. And soon we learned, actually one time when I had a vision, I'm going to talk about visions.
Good.
We're going to be talking about them. They're happening now. It's prophesied they would happen. When I had a vision, the Lord said to me, I brought you to the feet of the leading prophet in the land when you did not know there was such
a thing as prophets. That's a good way to say it. Yeah.
And that's exactly the truth for me.
And
I remember I was a denominational lady. I was in my late 20s. And someone had said to me the week before they were going to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit speaking with tongues. And I said to them, that's of the devil. And they said, well, what is it doing in the Bible? And I said, well, I don't know, but let me find out. And so I studied in the Bible. And then I got a telephone call from Allie Honeyegger, Dr. Honeyegger's wife. And she said, we lived in a little town, Collinsville, Oklahoma. Yeah. I didn't know she was on Brother Hagin's board, she and her husband. But she came to my house and she brought a tape recorder, 7-inch reel tape, plopped it down on my coffee table and began to play a tape by this Texas voice. It was Kenneth E. Hagin. And she said, don't you think, Mrs. Brim, before you try to convince Mrs. Martin that the speaking with tongues is of the devil, you should know more about it. I said, yes, I really should. And she said, well, this man, Kenneth E. Hagin, is teaching a seminar on the subject next week. Think of the timing of God. Next week.
Yeah.
And I will take you and Mrs. Martin. So we went. Long story short, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with Brother Hagin laying hands on me. Now, Brother Hagin prophesied often during this meeting. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know much about prophecy at the time. In fact, he was a prophet. And he told every night of his vision of being caught up to heaven. And oh, I mean, all this was so new to me, but I learned later on. Later on, I'm working for Brother Hagin, and I myself have a vision. And the Lord says to me, I brought you to the feet of the leading prophet in the land when you did not know there was such a thing as prophets. I didn't know. I thought there were pastors and evangelists. I didn't know there were prophets, apostles, and teachers. I knew there were teachers. I didn't know about that office. But he stands in that office, and you can go on YouTube. You might even type in Longmont Prophecy, and you're going to hear the prophecy that I'm going to read to you right now. So we're going to be reading quite a few of Brother Hagin's prophecies because he prophesied a great move of God that's coming. When I came in under him in 1967, there were people who were prophesying a lot of doom and gloom. But he prophesied that the church was going to be, well, I'll read you here what he prophesied. Okay. Now at this time, I'm going to set you up for what was happening in the body of Christ in 1974. There had been this great charismatic move. People had been largely affected by it. Mm-hmm. And there was a man, David Wilkerson, who was a wonderful man of God. Maybe you saw the movie Cross and the Switchblade, you know, where he went. It's a true story of how he went and tamed the gangs in New York City. So a wonderful man of God. He had a vision, and it was about judgment, and it was about New York City even burning. And he wrote a book. It went throughout the body of Christ, and it frightened people. They got so frightened.
It was frightening.
It was frightening.
Especially if you
yes, it was
New
frightening.
York City.
Now, Brother Hagin then, God put on his heart to give this prophecy to say that Brother Wilkerson's prophecy was right, but the timing was way in the future. In fact, the timing is in the tribulation period. So I'm going to read you this, which has something very in it up to do with our recently elected President Donald J. Trump. So here is how the prophecy begins. No, the time of the end is not yet. No, America is not doomed. I heard him say, and all of this is Brother Hagin prophesying, no, judgment will not fall as yet. Some have seen things and interpret it as happening now. In the spirit, you see things in the distance and even in another age. When the church age is over, judgment will fall. But judgment will not fall upon the church. For the only judgment that the church will face is the judgment seat of Christ. They'll not face the judgment of tribulation. They'll not face the judgment of the enemy or the judgment of God, for they are protected by God. There's more to happen yet. There's missionary work to be done. And even the renewal that you call charismatic renewal and the move of the Spirit in these last days, you've only seen a little. Now, he's going to move out to the future. In fact, we've not quite seen it yet. This is Brother Hagin now prophesying. And there shall be those that stand before the leaders of this nation and work miracles. And it shall be even so as it was with Philip after he had baptized the eunuch that he was caught away and found in another city. Now, this is translation. We're going to talk about translation one day. Tell some modern day translations that have happened.
Okay.
But right here, he's talking about what happened to eunuch. And he's saying this is going to happen in that last move. And one shall be in this city, and television cameras shall be trained upon him. The reporters will say, he's here in Dallas, Texas. And as fast as you can snap your finger, a television camera in Los Angeles, and there he'll be. And some will say, how did he do that? It shall be that the Spirit of God shall catch him away. Translations. I didn't say, this is Brother Hagin still prophesying, I'm still reading the prophecy. I didn't say that it was going to happen now, but these signs and wonders shall become more prevalent. Signs and wonders have come here and come there. but they shall become more prevalent and more prevalent in the last days. Let not your heart be fearful, nor let it be afraid. Now, I'm going to read to you what we heard in 1974, but Brother Hagin says it's for the future. I believe this is a prophecy concerning Donald J. Trump. Let not your heart be fearful, nor let it be afraid. For there shall, and on the scene, he has already arisen, one who shall respond unto the things of God, and whose heart will be open toward God. And your nation, that seemed to be cut down to the roots, and the wild birds of the air, and the fowls of the air came and roosted in her branches, and did much disrepute unto the nation. Yet that shall all be repaired, because this man shall say, I will walk in the way of God. I will trust also in him, and he shall be at the head, and many shall follow him. And the work of God shall be consummated, that must be consummated, even in other nations, before I come. Now, I believe that this is Donald J. Trump, this one who will stand at the head, this one who will say he follows God. I have heard testimonies from Paula White, James Robeson, other people, you, others that know him, and that he prays. He's a man of prayer and follows God. Now, then after that, Brother Hagin begins to prophesy this move of God and this building up of the body of Christ. So I think this recent election that we've had is a sign of this, that we're moving into these last things. Going on with the prophecy, I heard him say, you see, the enemy shall not gainsay the work of the Lord. And like a trumpet sounding across the valley, I heard his voice so clear, strong and clear. And he said, I am not coming for a church, the body of Christ, that's weak, emaciated, sickly, and underground. I'm coming for the spiritual giant that's alive and living and working the works of God. Praise God. So be not fearful, nor cast thy glance around about and become askant, but look ye up unto him, for he is the head of the church, and through the church the head will manifest himself, and men are the hands of the Lord, and the hands in the body. And then he goes on and he talks about things that will happen. We're going to read more about that later. But he closes by saying he had actually looked into eternity. And on page 4, he closes by saying, and the curtain was closed, and into the realm of eternity I could no longer see, and into the realm of eternity I could no longer hear. But I looked again into the realm of time where you sit and live, and say with words from heaven above, these things shall shortly be and shall shortly come. Now that was given because of a certain need that it be given in 1974, really to calm the fears that had permeated, I'd say, what was the Pentecostal and charismatic areas of the church. So he begins to prophesy what's going to happen at what the Bible calls the end of days. We, in the King James, it usually says the latter days, but in the Bible, it says the end of days. Now, that's what it actually says when Peter's preaching and he brings to them on the day of Pentecost what Peter said, preached, what Joel had said. These things are going to happen in the end of days. We're living in the end of days. Now, what did Joel say is going to happen? And what did Peter say is going to happen in the end of days? So what is meant by the phrase, the end of days? I put this in my book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and explaining what the end of days is. King James always says the latter days. These things are going to happen in the latter days. But it really says in the Hebrew, the end of days. what is meant by the end of days. Many scriptures in the Bible use that phrase, but it's always the end of days. A day, as God sees time, is 1,000 years. We know that from two scriptures. Psalm 90, verse 4, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are as but yesterday, when it is past, and a watch in the night." 2 Peter 3:8, "Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day." Now, the oral tradition. When Moses got caught up to God, God gave him the Torah, you know, all the first five books of the Bible. But he also gave him oral tradition. And in this oral tradition, they're told in the Torah, don't eat blood. So in the oral tradition, for instance, they're told how to slaughter, kosher slaughter, so that the animal doesn't have any blood in it. So Moses was taught that by God on the mountain. Moses comes down, he teaches Joshua. Joshua teaches the next one. And this is all called the oral tradition. It was not written down until the Jews were, when Titus destroyed the temple in 70 AD, they decided they needed to write these things down. So they wrote them down in what is called the Talmud. So from the Talmud, I'm going to ask them to put a chart up. Moses was taught, and this is in the oral tradition, that God gave Adam a 6-day work week, and that each day is 1,000 years. And that at the end of those 1,000 years is going to come a 7th day, the millennial, we call it the millennial reign, the Sabbath, the day of rest. So the days, the first 6 days from Adam, are divided into day one and day two. They're divided into three parts. The first 2 days, 2,000 years, the days of chaos. Then comes the Torah. Moses is caught up, he's given the Torah, and there are 2 days, the days of the law. Then on the fourth day, end of the fourth day, beginning of the fifth, they're called the end of days. And the Messiah, this is the age of the Messiah. Here's what the Talmud writes that was actually given. The world is to exist 6,000 years since Adam. In the first 2,000 years, there was desolation. 2,000 years, the Torah flourished. And the next 2,000 years is the Messianic era. Now, 2,000 years ago, they said the Messianic era would begin, the Jews. They have a note on this in the Talmud. "He should have come at the beginning of the last 2,000 years. The delay is due to our sin." So the Jews believe he delayed and didn't come. But we Christians believe he came. 2,000 years ago, he came. So these last 2,000 years have been what they call the church age. And we're to the end of it. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus was here. We're to the end of it. So we're going to be at what is called, we're going over into a new age. Yeah. And that new age is going to be the millennial reign. Now, Brother Hagin once came in and sat by my, Kenneth E. Hagin, sat by my desk and said, "You're going to be here at the end of an age, at a crossover to another age. And it's not going to be just like you step over a log and everything's different. That age is going to come into this age.
Blend.
It's going to blend in. There are going to be sightings of angels, many angels. Just like there were at his first coming, angels played a big part. Going to be at his second coming. There's going to be supernatural things that are happening, especially in the church.
Yeah.
So, these 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the supernatural things that have begun already. I'm going to tell you about a man who had visions and shared them with me before Donald Trump was elected, in which Jesus told him Donald Trump's going to be elected. So, visions are happening. I've had visions. We know people who have had visions. Translations are happening. We're going to share with you some translations we've been in, and other supernatural translations. We want to get you ready for these things that are going to happen. We want to prepare you for this move of God and what your part is in it, and how you can look for these things, and how you can be safe, how you can judge whether a vision is from God or whether it came from the kingdom of darkness, posing as an angel of light. These things are here. They're happening right now. I'm going to read you a prophecy probably tomorrow, maybe the next day, about how we're going to live in the supernatural.
Right.
The church is going to be a glorious church, powerful, not hiding down a rabbit hole. Gloria, you and I came in under Brother Hagin. There was going around in the body of Christ this idea that the church was going to have to go into a cave.
Tribulation food.
Tribulation. We were going to have to get...
Tribulation food.
You had to order tribulation food. Do you remember one time when a friend of ours told us that she had $10,000 worth of that in her basement?
Yeah, I do.
You do? But that's not what we were hearing from Brother Hagin. We were hearing from Brother Hagin and others, Sister Wilkerson, other prophets of God, that the church, Tommy Hicks, is going to be glorious, filled with power, moving in all the things the book of Acts Praise moved in. And that's what we're going to talk about in these next 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's going
we're going to talk
good.
About how they're happening right now and your part in it.
Oh, that's good. You don't want to miss any of this. I'm going to be here every time. You better be too. Billy and I'll be right back.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
A season foretold by prophets is coming, a time of supernatural visions, translations in the Spirit, and salvations like never before. The Supernatural God Package will prepare you for this dynamic time and be the fuse to light your faith. The Target, a book by Marilyn M. Wheeler, is a story of love, faith, and the supernatural encounters of God in the life of her husband, Al Wheeler, a successful Kansas oil man. Kenneth E. Hagin reveals his encounters with the supernatural in the book, I Believe in Visions, sharing his experience in hell, God's instructions about eternity, and a view into the end times. Experience the reality of God's healing power and divine miracles in the book, John G. Lake. Discover more about his life and bold faith in this expansive volume of his timeless sermons. Prepare your heart, build your faith, and be a part of this coming supernatural move of God. Order our Supernatural God Package for only $29.95. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Use this 3-book resource to understand how to walk in the light of God's Word every day. There is a supernatural move of God coming, and you need to know how to be prepared for it. Order our Supernatural God Package today and see things happen in your world.
Our offer this week is our Supernatural God Package. You're going to like this. John G. Lake, which is a book about his sermons and teachings, and I have
you got that
studied him for years. I Believe in Visions, a book by Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, and a new book by Marilyn Wheeler called The Target. Billy, share what you know or
well,
want to share.
About The Target, because that's a new book. One of the main things we wanted to put this book is that amazing translation that her husband, Al, had. When he was actually translated, we're going to be talking about translations. We're going to be talking about supernatural things that are happening, visions. That's why we have Brother Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. And this book tells of the translation that her husband was translated from Kansas to a jungle, an African jungle, and how he rescued a man there with the story of Jesus and how it all played out, and it's all been proven, a proven translation in this days. And then, of course, John G. Lake. Oh, my, one of the most amazing translations there was when he was translated from South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, to Wales. And a woman was delivered in a mental institution. This whole book is filled with supernatural.
I enjoy that book.
Supernatural. You're the one that got this book into print. You remember?
I like this.
Got those
little... We got all those mimeographed copies of his sermons.
Yeah. I don't even know if they know what mimeograph is, you know.
Well,
young people. But anyway.
How about copies?
Mimeograph, right. Just tells you how primitive they were.
Yeah.
And then Gloria saw the value in them and this supernatural life. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Awesome.
It's the supernatural package.
All right, let's pray for you. Father, for all of us. Father, I lift up all the people that are listening today. And I'm asking you, Lord, and for Billy and me, that you reveal to us the things that we need to know and how to walk correctly and victoriously in these days and hours. We are faith people. We believe your word. We ask you to direct our path. And we thank you for the blessing that's working in Jesus' name. I pray for people to be healed today, to be delivered, to have insight that they've never had before that will help them.
Amen.
Help all of us.
Amen.
I pray that for all of us. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Join us for the Dayton Victory Campaign, June 15 through 17 in Dayton, Ohio. Partners, we want to see you there. It's going to be a great meeting. We love to meet with you. Come to the meeting and build your faith and get new revelation. You know, I've been to a lot of meetings in my days. And every one of them have helped me and fed me.
Amen.
They change your life forever because it's the Word of God. For more information, go to kcm.org. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Dibos Coliseum in Lima, Peru. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.